If you're just tuning in for the second date update, you're in luck because we've got a bad girl on the phone today. Oh, yeah. Lisa is her name, and she is so, so bad because she met a guy named Jake at one of the baddest places around, a convenience store.
I can't stop jamming to this. Yeah.
Maybe we should tune this down because we're going to do some bad things when we listen to this. But she met Jake at a convenience store when they were both going for the same beer.
Mm-hmm.
But Jake got to it first, and he offered to split it with her. They went to a food truck, went to a bingo hall after that. That's where all the bad girls go.
It's actually a really cute and romantic thing.
It is. It's actually a very sweet story. And at the end of the night, there was an awkward moment where Jake said he had to go home, back to his place, and Lisa thought that was an invitation. Like, oh, are you saying I should follow you there? And Jake was like, no.
Yeah.
I just got to go.
I'm going to bed.
So a little awkward there, but Lisa feels bad about how it all played out.
Why? Because she has a gray man.
Mr. Grayzone.
Yeah, Mr. Grayzone is a guy that she's kind of seeing, kind of not. Like, it's not really anything.
Who she was buying the beer for, but that's another story.
Right.
Right.
We're focusing on Jake
and
bad girl Lisa.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, you ready to call him?
I mean, I need to know what happened or what's going to happen. So, yes, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to dial Jake's phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jake, please?
I think you got the wrong number.
There's no Jake there?
No, this is Tom. Who are you looking for?
Okay, guys, we should just hang up. Let's hang up the phone right now.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Wait.
Why are you...
Right
hold
now.
On. What'd you say? Tom is your name?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Tom, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
You guys, seriously? Please
someone
stop?
Gave us this number. But
no, please, seriously, you guys, can you just hang up the phone and I will tell you what's going on?
Okay, can we put her down? Sorry about that. So, yeah, we're doing something called a second date update, and we're calling you about a woman named Lisa, who you probably just heard a second ago.
Do you know Lisa?
Yeah, I know Lisa.
Do you remember meeting Lisa at a convenience store, and you guys shared a six-pack of beer, went to a food truck, spent some time in a bingo hall?
What? No.
None of that's ringing a bell?
No, that is not how Lisa and I met.
How did you meet Lisa?
We met through a friend at a party. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Convenience store? What?
Give us the wrong phone number? Like, you're just a friend of Lisa's then? You're just like a buddy?
Are we talking about the same Lisa here? I don't understand. What's
going
on right now?
Obviously, you heard that she's on the other line listening. Usually, we wait to tell you that. But let's just bring her back on. Lisa?
Okay, guys.
Say hi to Tom.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't want to say a whole lot right now.
Why are you giving my number to the radio?
I'm really sorry about that, Tom. So I didn't mean to give you Mr. Grayzone's number is maybe the way to put it.
Oh.
Who's Mr. Grayzone?
Oh, Tom, you and Lisa are like seeing each other a little bit, huh?
Yeah, and Tom, we can totally talk all about this later. Like, I'll see you later, and we can have a nice chat.
Oh, that's a big mistake.
No, we'll going to talk about this right now. What is going on? Are you, like, trying to embarrass me on the radio or something? What is this?
No, Tom, I'm really sorry. It's a big mix-up, and, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's never a good time to have this conversation. Tom, I met someone.
You met someone.
What?
And this is how you decided to tell me in front of like a million other people or whoever's
listening?
This is
not how I met someone.
We do not have that many listeners. You give us way too much credit.
Lisa,
I'm really sorry. I didn't.
Cool.
I wanted to have a private conversation with you, which I think we can still do, right? We can meet. We can talk.
Yeah, we can have a private conversation anytime. We live together, Lisa.
Whoa.
What?
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Are you like live-in boyfriend-girlfriend situation?
Well, he's kind of not telling the truth. I mean, yeah, I spend the night a couple few times a week. We do not live together.
You stay here all the time. You have a suitcase with all your clothes in it. I could throw it out the window right now.
Oh, they were like almost moving in together. What? That's that weird in-between phase.
I mean, not really. You never wanted to be official. So I figured if we're not official, it's okay to meet other people.
What are you talking about? I'm not seeing other people. I assume you're not seeing other people. Oh. You never bring it up that you want to, like, be official or anything.
Yeah, but you never brought it up that we're official. And, I mean, it's awkward for girls to do that because guys feel so pressured. So I just figured that we weren't official.
Is this not awkward? You want to bring it up on the radio instead?
Shut up. Okay, wait, hold on. Tom, how long have you and Lisa been not official?
We've been dating for, like, 6 months now.
That's like a grandfather clause. Like, if you're together for that long, it's official whether you say it or not.
Yeah, listen to her. Whoever that is, I agree with her.
Brooke has had a lot of Mr. Grays in her life.
Yeah.
Who is Mr. Gray? Is that, like, a third guy you're seeing?
No, that's you, dude.
That's a code name.
I'm a code name now? Wow.
Yeah, you're like a secret agent. You're cool.
Oh, my God. She went out to get beer for you guys because you were basically living together.
You cannot take his side. We're not basically living together. A couple few nights a week, I was at his place, and we never had to talk.
But you outed yourself, and
girl,
he has a complete different story.
You know you were doing something wrong.
You said you felt bad, and this is why.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it just seems like, Tom, like, obviously we're kind of overdue for a talk, so maybe we should talk.
Maybe.
You and me.
That time limit is up.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Tom, if it makes you feel better, the guy she went out with isn't calling her back, so.
Oh, are you sure you had the right number? Or were you sure you just didn't give him my number instead? And he's going to call me later, maybe looking for a date.
Uh-oh. Jeez.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot you need to talk about, sort of sort things out. And I think maybe you could do that when we send you guys out on another date. We'll pay for it.
Together.
Well, we can still pay for them to go out and talk things through.
Oh my gosh.
What do you say, Tom?
Tom, like, listen, it's not a bad idea. I mean, I think that we should just, like, figure out where we're at and what we're doing, and going out on a nice date would be a cool way to do that.
Yeah. Maybe this mistake was meant to be. This is the final step that pushes you guys into the beautiful, harmonious relationship that you clearly have.
Or it's a free steak dinner on a breakup night,
you
know?
There you go.
Yeah. Clearly, we need to talk some things out here. Jeez. Oh.
So that's a yes to a second date.
Technically, it's not a second date, but yes.
Yay,
all right.
Okay.
Lisa, you up for this?
Yeah, I'm in.
Awesome. All right.
I mean,
as long as it's just me and you and not whoever all these other guys are.
Okay.
All right. Well,
there's only one other guy, and his name is Jake. And honestly, I mean, I think maybe we should reach out to him, too.
What?
Why would you want that?
Because that's why I got in touch with you in the first place. You already know this.
Mm-mm. I feel like you lied to us. I don't think you deserve it.
Lisa, we're not going to call Jake for you again, okay? Mm-mm. This is like prison. You only get one call. All right?
Welcome to our show.
You're in love
prison. So you're stuck with Tom. Deal with it.
I guess that's fair, yeah.